excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Just before that announcement, you heard Always Friends with the tune Be All from the Be All End All EP. Kelly Lee Owens before that was Sunshine from the release Dream State. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. And starting off this hour, I have Anna Luno and Joshua with the tune Body Heat from the new release Pearl.
Your body heat.
currently listening to Nasea with Seal. And before this, we had Yeno with Always. And Nabiha Iqbal coming up with the tune Sunflower. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Just before that announcement, you heard Ben Bomer with the tune Hiding, featuring Lykke Lee from the release Bloom. And right now you're listening to Lyford James with the tune Wake Up Spring from the new release Magic Seeds. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lay down here. the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Just before that announcement, you heard Floating Points with the tune Affleck Palace from the release Cascade. Right now you're listening to Confidence Man and the tune Feels Like a Different Thing, the Daniel Avery remix from Retilt. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing in WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
able to test out what I'm doing here that relates to anything that's going on.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rival Consoles with the tune Now Is. Before this, we heard Agoria with Kiero from the release Unshadow. Also, Andrew McCary there with What I Want from Blind Energy. And near the beginning of that set, we had Chris Leaving with 10 West from the release Another Day. And that's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we'll hear how the labor movement is preparing to protect workers under a hostile Trump administration. We'll speak with Professor Eric Blanc, author of We Are the Union, How Worker-to-Worker Organizing is Revitalizing Labor and Winning Big. Professor Blanc offers hope for all workers who can use digital tools to organize and empower themselves.
We have another in our series of shows about fascism by talking to Diane Feely, a labor historian and activist, about the consequences of unions in the U.S. continuing to place their workers' fate in the two major political parties.
Stay with us. I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild.
The bank robber Willie Sutton was asked why he robbed banks. He famously replied, "Because that's where the money is." We're interested in the labor movement not only for humanitarian reasons, but because that's where the power is. Union members can withhold their labor and bring the economy to a standstill. Unionized workers gained ground in 2024. Union workers in the private sector saw a 6% rise in real wages last year. But overall, the working class has not had an increase in their real wages in 50 years. The cost of rent, groceries, health care, and other basic needs are becoming more and more out of reach, even for those working full-time jobs. As Donald Trump takes office on January 20th, many are preparing for a real threat to our standard of living and democratic rights. After all, his cabinet includes architects of the controversial Project 2025 initiative, the conservative blueprint that the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees calls, quote, a radical attack on working people and their unions. How will the battle for workers' rights unfold this year and beyond? To help us understand what's at stake, we're joined now by Eric Blanc. Professor Blanc teaches labor studies and employment relations at Rutgers University, and he's an organizer trainer in the Emergency Workplace Organizing Committee. He's the author of Red State Revolt, The Teacher's Strike Wave in Working Class Politics, and his work has appeared in The Nation, The Guardian, and Jacobin, among other publications. His latest book is We Are the Union, How Worker-to-Worker Organizing is Revitalizing Labor and Winning Big. Professor Eric Blanc, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thanks for having me on.
On December 18th, author Jenny Brown wrote in the monthly magazine Labor Notes, quote, "Strikes and organizing gained scores in 2024, but storm clouds loom." Remind us, what is Project 2025, and what does Trump and his team have in mind with respect to reducing the power of labor and lowering the standard of living for people in general?
What we know is that the Trump administration is going to be anti-union. The extent to which it's able and willing to implement the full Project 2025 agenda remains to be seen. Project 2025, as many listeners might already know, is a sort of right-wing think tank and project to radically transform the American government and political economy to benefit the rich and powerful. Whether Trump's able to do all of the proposals in Project 2025 remains